quarantine. If you're in the middle of it, we're with you. You know, when we look at the ministry here at Intentional Living, it began under the umbrella of Parent Talk because we have a commitment and love for parents. We love you guys, what you're doing, and ladies, single or as a team, raising kids in this generation. And we're here for you today to hear the stories of the power of one thing from families all around the nation. If you have a comment, you're welcome to share it at our storyline. 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. Parenting, it's a great joy. You know, I think in our own experience, we raised three kids and we have 13 grandchildren now. That's a whole story in of itself, but each of them very special and unique. And we're thankful that we see them growing up and praying for them to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Of course, every decision is a decision they make. You know, it's not, we're not a, when you talk about being a Christian family, it doesn't mean just because one person is a follower of Christ, everybody is. But that's why we need to support each other and love and walk with our kids and grandkids. Or maybe in your case, you have great grandchildren as they make decisions for life. And today we're going to give you some good help. That's what we're about, hearing the power of one thing in parenting.
I'm a single dad of two little girls, and one of the things that we've been doing intentionally is memorizing the word. Man, when our kids are so little, they're just like sponges. So rather than having them in front of the TV or SpongeBob or whatever, we've just been memorizing verses, and over the past year, my girls have got 30 verses memorized now.
One of the things that I'm doing to be intentionally single right now is I have two boys, and basically, I just try to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can do to be the best mom that I can be for them. If I were seeing other men, even, you know, in my church, what am I doing that's taking away time from my boys and not being the kind of parent that I could be?
My name is Stephanie, and I was listening to your program about intentional parenting. And one of the things that I have learned to do with my three children to give them more of my time as a stay-at-home mom is I've had to learn to sacrifice house cleaning sometimes. Sometimes I have to let it go and make my kids my priority.
Yeah, and you'll never regret that later on. Long after you forget about the house you didn't clean quite the way you wanted to, or the dishes you didn't clean the way you thought you ought to, you'll remember the time you spent with those kids, and they'll remember that as well. I've never had an early childhood memory shared with me that says, you know, I remember what I love most about my mom was how clean those dishes were after we ate. Or dad, how, you know, when he mowed that lawn, it was just super clean. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, those are not the memories that kids have. What they remember are the times that mom and dad invest in their lives and were there for them. And that's true. The power of one thing. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We think about Moses. He had one thing God gave him in his life: go free the people. Noah, build that ark. Can you make, he got the whole, that was a family business. He got everybody involved in that project. You know, Nehemiah, build the wall. David, lead the people. And even when you think of Jesus, the Son of God, he had a one thing purpose. I come to seek and save those who are lost. I have not come into the world to condemn the world, Jesus said, but to save the world. Very focused. What about you and me? When it comes to parenting, and this is true in every area, what's your one thing today as a parent? I mean, when you get all done with this thing and the kids are, or graduation time now, the kids have graduated into adulthood and out of the home and on their own. How do you want to be remembered, but how do you want to remember yourself in terms of your parenting? You can't always be guaranteed that your kids are going to remember you in a certain way, because people are people and they're going to remember you the way they want to remember you. And there's a lot of evidence to the childhood memories aren't based so much on what you do, but based on perception of the kids as they grow up. But you're going to remember to be able to look back and say, hey, here's one thing that I made as a priority in raising my kids. What is it? All right, let's get to the calls here. Debbie is in New Mexico. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Randy. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're very welcome. What's your take on this thing of parenting you want to offer today?
Okay, so the one thing that I want to offer is the Word of God. To start your children young, if you have little ones at home, start them, you know, memorizing the Scripture, hiding it in their heart, introduce them early on to the truth of God's Word. Of course, live that out in your life. But make that just a regular habit, that because, you know, we're creatures of habit, and you build that in them at the young age. And then when they get older, the Lord bears fruit in their life. He uses that word. It doesn't come back void. And he uses that word in their heart to bring about fruit in their life, to know him, and, of course, to walk in his ways. We began with Psalm 1 was the first book that we memorize with our kids, and they're about 3 and 4. You know, kids never underestimate the power of their little brains. They can just soak up everything, and they can memorize Scripture. And we, you know, some people say, well, it needs to be, if that's just head knowledge, but that at that age, that's what you want to do, because later the Lord brings that to mind in the situation. The Lord applies that by his Spirit. If you can hide it there, then it's there when they need it. And I can tell you, my kids now, I have 5 children, and I have 3 in college now, and I'm seeing that played out. I'm seeing that fruit just being played out in their walk with the Lord, their love for others, their faithfulness to his word. It's just a blessing, because I really think that, first and foremost, it's God's word, you know, and he promises that in his word, blessing by meditating on it day and night. We did Psalm 1, and then we moved to other Psalms, Psalm 119. We memorized a good chunk of that as they were growing up. And my college son actually said to me, "Mom, thank you for having me memorize Psalm 119 when I was a child."
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, they remember as you go through these episodes in life, that comes back. I can think of verses that in my home, my parents had a little box of cards with verses on them, and they'd read them, and you know, you'd read them over and you talk about them, and pretty soon you start remembering that. And here I am years later, and verses come back to me. Sometimes I have to look them up, but mostly they come back to me because of the childhood. And that's a great time, because as you said, their brains are incredible sponges to absorb this and memorizing and getting God's word in their heart. I'd rather have my kids get several really key verses locked in than just a lot of things that they're going to forget. So helping them memorize is powerful.
It is.
It made a difference.
It does. And it helps the parents too, because while you're going through the Scriptures with your children, and we would do the, you know, I say it, then they say it. I say it, they say it. And then as we go back and forth, it's reminding me too, moment by moment. And so it helps the connection between the parents and the child as well. But first and foremost, it helps to connect them to God, because, you know, we as parents, we're not the Holy Spirit. We're not going to be there all the time. Right. And so they have to grow up in the Lord and know that that's who they ultimately have to rely on and follow.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Intentional Life Media and is made possible by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back. Are you trying to fix your child's behavior or shape who they're becoming? In Dr. Randy's message titled, "You Were Meant to Thrive," you'll learn how to parent from the inside out so you can raise kids with purpose, not just manage the moment.
Parenting is an inside job, inside before outside, truth before opinion. You as a parent or grandparent will never be successful in raising your kids or grandkids if you focus on the outside before the inside.
Support Intentional Living with a monthly gift today, and you'll be a part of a special group that can listen to this message and get unlimited access to all of Dr. Randy's past teachings. Don't miss out on this special opportunity. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources today by calling 888-888-1717 or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
You know, I want to say thank you. By the way, we're getting very close to the end of our fiscal year of ministry, which will be coming up here in just a couple, in a few weeks. And your financial support makes a difference. And I know there's a lot of opportunities and needs in the world. My wife and I support many ministries and different things because we believe in them, including what we do here. But I would just ask you to think about and pray about if God moves you to join us, to be a part of this journey with us. I can guarantee you that we are using the media to reach people for Christ. And whatever influence we can have ultimately is to point people to Christ, because we know that when we know Him and then follow Him, that's intentional living. We know that not only does God get the glory, but the trickle-down benefit is huge for our kids, grandkids, and our family. I don't think God intended for us to live in a world, in a state of constant fear, anxiety, worry, chaos. That's not what God intended for us on the inside. When we become a follower of Christ, we are a new creation. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. It doesn't say all things become perfect in our life. It doesn't say all things will become, you know, work out beautifully the way you expect every day. That's not the case. Followers of Christ get disease, get cancer, have troubles in marriage and with kids, but all things are new on the inside. And it's from that inside decision that the power of one thing, making that inside decision, just like Mary did, that we see in the scripture, compared to her sister Martha, who was worried about many things. Mary was focused on one thing, and Jesus said, that's a better thing. And as a result of that, it changed her life. When we get the inside work done, and that's why we're here to encourage you, the outside work becomes that daily, powerful one thing. And that's the question. How has your relationship with Christ impacted the one things that you do in relation to how you parent your children? And that's what we're talking about today.
My name is Rachel. I have a daughter who is now 17. I was saved in 2018 when she was 12, almost 13, and being raised without God in her life, or very sparingly in her life, she completely rejected my faith and chose to go live with her father. At first, it devastated me, and I mean, obviously, it's a big choice, and I just kept praying, and I didn't force anything upon her. I didn't stop talking about Jesus or any of that. But this last May, she called me from school and was having a very rough time at her dad's house, and it made school rough and her grades were slipping. And so with 2 weeks left of school, she came to live with me and brought her grades up within the last 2 weeks, passing her classes. Her anxiety levels that were through the roof had calmed down. Our relationship grew and all of these things because God is faithful, and because I didn't give up hope that He would bring her back to me. She's so much closer to me than we were before even I became a Christian, and counts me as a confidant. And although she is not to where I am with faith yet, she doesn't believe in God, I think her heart has definitely softened to the point where it could happen.
That's terrific. Congratulations, Rachel. Staying the course hard sometimes when we're parenting. And we're a little more anxious with our timeline than maybe God is, that's for sure. All right, let's go to Sarah in Michigan. Sarah, what's your one thing?
So I adopted my son as a single person, and going through the classes through the adoption agency, one of the big takeaways that I learned was going into it, being intentional, they taught us basically that one of the things that's so important is to make sure that you go into it with good, godly male role models. And I adopted a boy, so my son is now 17, but that was one of the biggest things, and that I knew going into it, just being mindful of that. And so my dad and brothers were my son's biggest male father figures and role models, and they stepped in. And yeah, that was one of the biggest things. And then when I brought him home, the biggest thing that I learned from my parents that they passed on to me and taught me in being a parent was consistency and follow through are so important, and especially being a single parent. But I also just to reach out to my community, and as he's grown up, as I've raised him, it took more than just me. It took my church family and things like that, friends to reach out to, and other single parents, knowing that they've been through it, they're walking through it, you know, things like that. So
that was a big decision. You're a single person and you adopt this little, was he a baby? It sounds like, when you brought him home.
Yep. He came home at just over a year old from Guatemala.
Wow. And he's 17 now. Yeah. What have you learned about yourself, Sarah?
Oh, so many things. I mean, God taught me what love is, what real true love is, and kind of growing my own relationship with Christ through that, and learning like what God as my father, how much he loves me. Then, I mean, he obviously loves me and my son more than we can even imagine, but it truly taught me how to love and love somebody else and be selfless and things like that.
Yeah, there's something about that, isn't there? First time you hold that little newborn baby, you realize things have changed a lot, doesn't it? That's true. All right, Denise, I think you're next. What's your one thing for parents today?
Oh, I want younger parents to know that God is good, and I want them to know not to give up and not to ever give up. It's not about what you've done. It's not about where you've been. It's about the cross. It's about Jesus, and it's about the blood. And I've been through a lot. I'm sure many people have, but God is good, and he truly is good. And I'm a grandmother who has been blessed with 6 grandkids. My son just got off the street and was homeless, and these children are coming to me, my babies. And I love them, and I love them all, and no one could keep, you know, believe that I kept taking them and taking them. But they will grow up. They do know the Lord, and they love the Lord. And I just want parents to know that you will go through so much, so many times, but remember, God loves you. He truly loves you, and he will not give up on you. Do not give up. I didn't give up. I will not give up. My son just got off the street like 3 months ago, and it's a miracle from God. Mm-hmm. He's still alive. It's a miracle from God that these babies are, you know, exactly what God expected them to be and grow. And I'm just so thankful. And right now I'm on my way. But my husband's just diagnosed with cancer, and I know that God is good.
Where are you going? That's the goal question. One thing I do, Paul says, forgetting those things which are behind, I press toward the goal for the high calling in Jesus Christ. If you want to be successful in life, and I say to the young people here in particular, and I think those of us who have been around a while will testify to this, if you don't have worthwhile goals, your life will be mediocre. While that tree is thriving to grow, you and I can grow this far and stop. There's nothing that is more painful to see than a baby that fails to thrive. And I think the only thing that might be worse is to see an adult like you and me who have failed to thrive in Christ.
Yeah, I said that with passion because I believe it. And we want to thrive, and we want you to thrive as well. I believe that's God's intention for you. And thriving, by the way, doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to be prettier or wealthier or healthier than the neighbor. But it means you're going to be thriving on the inside, who you are. I've seen people who seem to have everything and they don't thrive at all. They're just miserable. And I've seen others with little and they're thriving hugely in terms of their own life and internally. It's a big deal. I'm not sure hugely is a word, but I hear it occasionally, right? We're talking about parenting today. And again, your comments are always welcome on our storyline at 888-888-1717. And when you're there, you can also press number 2, talk to one of our staff. Come and be a part of the journey with us. Your financial support keeps Intentional Living going, keeps us on the air, allows us to do what we do every day. Without your support, we can't do this. And so on behalf of our team here, everybody involved, thank you for being a part of the support family. 888-888-1717 or theintentionallife.com.
Hi, Dr. Randy. This is Jane from Michigan. And one thing that we are doing intentionally with our kids is making sure that we apologize to them when we need to. When we are wrong with discipline or make mistakes, we let them know that we are sorry, and it is a genuine apology so that they know that is something they can get and should give when they need to.
I decided on Monday of this week to be intentional with my children. We were running late. I was trying to get them to school, and in the middle of getting in the car, I spilled my coffee all over my lap. Did not respond in a way that honored God, I'll just say that. So when I got home, I sat them down on the bed and I said, I was thinking about the way I handled my spilled coffee and I just have to ask for your forgiveness.
My intentional living is that me and my sister get together once a week and we fast and pray for the kids, their health, their decisions that they're making, their spirituality, and that's how we live intentionally.
Lots of comments, lots of people saying, I want to be an intentional parent. Come join the club. Glad to have you be a part of it. Josie, you're up next in Arizona. So what's your one thing?
I was just listening to the guy earlier, you were just talking to about how he, you know, it sounded like, you know, going back and forth, trying to decide, you know, for one another. And as a grandparent, I have three grandkids, my soon-to-be 16-year-old, and one of the things he said to me was, Grandma, you're so quick to say stuff. Can you just listen to me?
Mm.
And it really penetrated my heart. And I'm like, that one scripture in Timothy automatically came back to me about, do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set an example for the believers in speech and conduct and love and faith and impurity. That was the first thing that came to mind. And I'm like, I am so sorry. What do you need to tell me?
Mm.
And that was one of the things he said was, you don't listen to me. And I noticed that my daughter, my son, who's 38 and 32 now, I was like, because I didn't listen. Now they're carrying on that their mom is not listening. So he comes to grandparents to help me listen.
Yeah, that's a very humbling and convicting comment, because that can be my problem myself, because I think I got better answers maybe than the kids did when they were being raised, you know, or even now as adults, I sometimes will offer advice when I should just sit back and listen, because I got very bright kids and grandkids. But I guess that's part of the curse of doing what I do, helping people. But that's a good reminder, Josie. Thank you for the reminder and the conviction on that, too. All right. Talking about one thing, let's get to Kayla before I go much further down that path. What have you learned about this thing? Maybe from your perspective, as it looks like a single parent.
I wanted to use discernment.
Mm-hmm.
I came out of a situation, it's been 2 years, a little over 2 years now, divorced. It was a situation that led to something. It was just drama.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't healthy. And I know I'm new and I'm growing, but I do believe God led me out of it because he knew what was coming and meant there was a mental thing behind it.
So you've learned to be more discerning in terms of how you relate to your kids and the things you do, more aware of that.
Yes.
Do you have a good support system? Are you plugged into a church? You have a healthy family relationship?
I have been looking into churches. I'm not sure where to go at this point, but I have been thinking more and more about it though lately, because that's something, even before I had kids, that's something I knew I wanted my kids to have.
Yeah.
That community to grow up, to be able to grow up around other kids. I just think in this situation that it kind of held me, like it kind of held me up, because of now I don't know who to trust around me.
Hi, my name is Hope. I recently got married and we each have adult children, and we just find what works best for us is trying to intentionally treat each other's children as our own. It just seems to keep the drama away, and we just try to keep God in everything we do. Thank you.
All right, lots of encouragement today. So many of you are vulnerable and honest and sharing with us what's been going on in your life. As we wrap up the show today, I got time. Stacy, hang on. One call left here. Before we get to that, I want to remind each of us, if you're new to Intentional Living, part of the reason we do this through Family Life Radio and our Intentional Life Media Center is, you know, on the radio, we talk a lot about experiencing hope. And if you listen to the music, I don't know for you, but when I listen, I hear, I experience hope. I mean, I see it, I hear it, I absorb it, and I'm reminded of the hope I have in Christ. But I know also when you shut the radio off and the music stops, the problems are still there. The challenges in your marriage and family. And this is the help part, you know, the hope and the help. The help part of our ministry is to say, listen, there are some things you can do today to really experience that hope. And that's why we do what we do. And today we're just offering more input to help you see the power of one thing in parenting. All right, Stacy, we're going to ask you to wrap it up today from Arizona. Appreciate your call.
My one thing is to, I pray every day, and I have a 6-month-old son who has truly changed my life. I'm a recovering addict, and so my one thing is to incorporate prayer with him in the morning when I get him ready, and at night when he has his night bottle, we pray.
Good for you. You know what? Those are the little things, and it's a big thing to pray, obviously, but doing it consistently over an extended period of time, Stacy, you're building a habit that'll make a difference in the life of your child spiritually and relationally and in your life as well.
Absolutely.
And
I was a part-time Christian for so many years and an addict for 21 years, and now that I have this chance to be who God's intended me to be, I really want to show my son just all that God has to offer us. And I know that by leading by example, it's the best way to guide him to a much better life than I started out.
Yeah, absolutely. Kids catch more than they learn from what we say. They catch it in the way we live, that's for sure. All right. Thanks for being a part of the show today. Appreciate it. Intentional Living is a part of Intentional Life Media and Family Life Radio. And we got one goal, and that's to help you experience life the way God intended, help you experience your financial life, your marriage life, your work life, every part of your life the way God intended, with more freedom and peace, and to truly experience hope. And when that's happening, God gets the glory. And listen, the benefit to you and your family is huge. That's why we're here. Thanks for supporting it, praying for us, and we'll see you next time from Intentional Life Media.